Remedies for razorblade throat, a symptom of the emerging Nimbus COVID variant. A new COVID-19 subvariant, dubbed Nimbus, has rapidly gained prominence across the United States to become the dominant strain in recent weeks, according to health officials. They are warning of a new twist to COVID-19 symptoms, a severe sore throat often described as razorblade throat, with pain that is more severe than typical coronavirus symptoms. Unlike a typical sore throat, which might feel scratchy or mildly irritating, this version feels like swallowing shards of glass, very raw, inflamed, and intense, Dr. Raj Dasgupta, quadruple board-certified medical doctor and chief medical advisor for Sleepopolis, told the Epoch Times. Doctors have recommended precautions as well as remedies to control the variant's unique symptom. Unique razorblade symptom. While other symptoms like congestion, cough, and fatigue remain common, this distinctive throat pain has quickly become a hallmark of the new variant. The pain comes from inflammation in the throat tissue as the body mounts an immune response to the virus, Dasgupta explained. In some people, this reaction is particularly aggressive, which irritates nerve endings and causes more severe discomfort. It's still the same biological process as with milder sore throats, just amplified. First detected globally in January, Nimbus is a sublineage of the Omicron variant known scientifically as NB.1.8.1. As of mid-May, the variant had reached 10.7% of global reported COVID-19 cases, according to the World Health Organization. However, Nimbus accounted for roughly 37% of cases in the United States during a two-week period ending June 7th, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Precautions. Despite the distinctive symptoms, health officials emphasize that NB.1.8.1 does not appear more dangerous than previous variants. Health officials recommend standard precautions to reduce infection risk, including staying current with COVID-19 vaccinations, practicing good hygiene, and ensuring proper ventilation indoors. In general, it has been no more dangerous than the older strains, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a board-certified internist and expert on chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, sleep, and pain, told the Epoch Times. The WHO notes that while NB.1.8.1 is spreading quickly relative to other circulating strains, it shows only slight additional ability to evade immunity beyond that of other variants. Some Western Pacific region countries where NB.1.8.1 is most prevalent have reported increases in cases and hospitalizations, but there is no evidence indicating greater illness severity. Relieving a painful sore throat. Treatments are mostly supportive, Dasgupta said. Over-the-counter pain relievers like acetaminophen or ibuprofen help manage pain and inflammation. He recommended drinking warm liquids, using throat lozenges, throat sprays, and saltwater gargles to soothe the area. Patients should stay well hydrated and monitor symptoms closely, he continued. If the pain interferes with swallowing, breathing, or hydration, it's time to contact a doctor. Teitelbaum advised that for viral sore throats, in general zinc lozenges can be very helpful. He recommended 2 10-milligram zinc lozenges at the same time, 3 to 4 times per day to get the optimal effects. This high concentration of topical zinc is like a disinfectant that kills the virus on contact, Teitelbaum said. Then, the zinc you swallow them helps your immune system kill off the virus elsewhere in your body. Home remedies. Catherine Masselin, naturopath, nutritionist, author, and host of the Shift podcast, told the Epoch Times that there are easily available and natural remedies that those experiencing razor throat can use to relieve this painful symptom. She recommends licorice. Licorice is one of the best remedies to help a sore throat due to its anti-inflammatory and moistening properties, she said. It has been used for this use for centuries, but there is also evidence to support its use. Masselin said it can be used as a liquid extract or as a tea. Marshmallow root. Marshmallow root is another effective remedy, noted Masselin, although it's not as easy to find as licorice. Although there isn't as much evidence of effectiveness as for licorice, it is a traditional herb for soothing and reducing inflammation in the throat and gut, she said. Raw honey. This is a well-studied remedy for upper respiratory tract infections and soothing sore throats. Maslin said raw, unfiltered honey is preferable because it is devoid of added sugar, which commercial brands have been found to contain, and it contains traces of bee pollen, which is antiviral and immune-enhancing. Honey is an emollient and moistening agent, so is excellent for sore throats. Honey and lemon tea is an age-old remedy for good reason, she said. Chamomile tea. Chamomile tea may help to reduce local inflammation and calm down the area, Maslin said. It has long been used to reduce inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract, mouth, and throat. Slippery elm bark. Slippery elm bark is a powdered tree bark that is incredibly soothing and healing for inflamed mucous membranes, Maslin explained. The best way to have it is to make a honey and lemon tea and add a teaspoon of slippery elm to the hot water, she advised. Maslin recommended this as the best sore throat tea recipe, 1/4 lemon, sliced, plus 1 teaspoon finely sliced ginger plus 1 teaspoon slippery elm. Boil water and pour over immediately, she instructed. Let it sit until it is cool enough to drink, then add some raw honey or manuka honey. Maslin said that this allows the medicinals to steep well while also preserving the antibacterial qualities of the honey and recommended drinking the remedy every couple of hours.